It's Lee David at 2014 World Series of Poker here at the break in the 10K Horse Championship. I'm here with Bertrand LK Grosbeillier. Looking fantastic as always. How's life?
Pretty good. I finally got to Vegas. So, I mean, like, I was pretty unlucky with a bunch of stuff, but at least now I'm here, I'm playing, so, and I got chips. So.
Is this your first event?
I played the 3K shootout.
Oh, right.
So that's my second event, yeah.
How do you lose a passport?
I got my bag stolen in Toronto.
Oh.
And like there was a bunch of things in it, and including my passport, and then like it's really hard to get it back in France, and now you can they don't even make like emergency procedures for like work reasons. So I got pretty lucky to have it in like 10 days, because otherwise it could take like about a month. Yeah, that's also it's like next to the holiday season, so yeah. Everybody wants to get it, and because like I live in London, but I couldn't go back to London because I could only get a thing to go back to France from Toronto, because
right.
I had no idea, nothing.
Right.
And then because my file was in London, it took there to like ask the consulate there to make it, so it was kind of like...
You had no idea. Yeah. Did you get like Poker News pictures out and say, look, this is who I am?
I mean, I got the letter from PokerStars actually. They said that I should come here to put in my contractual obligations, but they don't really care anymore, so there's like... Yeah.
Sucks. When I first came on the poker scene about 4 years ago, something like that, you were smashing it up. You was every tournament you was entering, you was winning every magazine I looked at. You was holding up a trophy. It's not been like that so much lately. How has your game been?
2013 hasn't been that good actually. I mean, game got tougher for sure, and like also like I mean I think it's a combination of everything. Probably game got tougher for sure, and there was some variance and. I don't know. I hope I have, but.
But do you feel your game is still as good, or?
I mean, I think my game is as good or better, but everybody is also way better. I
right.
think that's a problem. Like, I mean, like, I think I'm probably better than like a few years ago, but everybody is like probably much better than a few years ago. So,
right.
So that makes it tough for sure. Yeah.
How does a pro player like yourself improve? I mean, what kind of techniques? Tips, training, do you watch online poker videos? Do you just play a lot?
Yeah, I watch videos and I watch like live reporting, like a lot, final tables and stuff. And I also like talk strategy with like friends or like members of team, my fellow teammates. It's like, I think it's really important to discuss strategies because like it's good to have like a different opinion and mindset and different view about the hand, even especially when you disagree. It's like it's kind of like the most interesting of it.
Mm.
So like that's very important. They're all pretty important also, and I try to like also improve on my preparation, because I've been like taking up meditation lately to be calmer at the table and like all those things.
Are you someone who loses their rag at the table then, or do you just get angry with yourself?
Nah, when I'm on the table, no, I never really like I don't get angry at anybody at the table, but I mean, I guess I get a little bit frustrated, but mostly when I bust, actually, after I bust, it's like really, it's really hard when I lose. As long as I'm still in the tournament,
mm-hmm.
I don't have so much problems, because I know I'm doing my best, but after that, sometimes it's like kind of depressing when you bust a tournament, so it's mostly like post-tournament that I want to improve, but I think like it will also improve like my tournament game sometimes, and like just being more prepared, and like because I think when you play like long days, here it's really long actually, I'm pretty tired now, but
yeah.
When you play like from like 4 p.m. to 3 a.m. obviously at the end of the day everybody's tired and play worse, so if you like better rested and you like not worried about that many things, I think you can improve your game a lot, because I think it's those kind of things also you need I guess it's easier to get an edge because everybody is really good at technical abilities and skill.
Yeah,
nowadays.
I was interviewing Scott Seaver the other day, and I was saying to him, at the top end of the game where you all are now, because there is like a high roller kind of elite status now, and I was saying to him, what do you do when everyone's technically the same to get your edge? And he said, it's becoming mental. It's meditation, it's yoga, it's preparing yourself mentally. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, I think every game that's like at the top of every game is really mental. I mean, like, it's kind of the same thing in a lot of sports, also in tennis and things. But I think, and it was also the same when I was used to play StarCraft in Korea. Actually, it helped me a lot because, like, you know, sometimes people will choke when they're on stage, and like, it's like definitely like really, really mental. I mean, it's always good to like stay on. I mean, I think we're still always improving, and like, game theory is getting better, but still, like, the mental is definitely like a huge aspect of the game.
And outside of poker, what's going on in your life at the moment?
I mean, I've been pretty focused with poker, but I'm really in love with my girlfriend, so that's really good. She makes me really happy, so that helps a lot also, because, like...
Yeah. Is she here with you?
She's here, yeah.
She's Korean as well, right?
She's... originally Korean, but she lived in DC since she, in Washington DC since she was 10, so she's more like she's US citizen, yeah.
Right, and it's unusual to see you here without Eugene, you know.
Yeah.
And he's doing so well at the moment.
Yeah, I didn't see him. He's in Ukraine he's for gone, a TV show, yeah, TV yeah. show now. He was gone like a few days before I got here.
Yeah, he's been doing well, right?
Yeah. He didn't start the TV show yet, actually.
No. I'm saying he's doing
amazing this year.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to seeing him here. I thought he would have done well, but he came and went.
Yeah, he played two events, I think. Mm. Maybe three. But yeah. That's kind of a shame, actually.
Well, I'll let you get back to the horse. Thanks.